Israeli military officials say the last Jewish settlers have now left the Gaza Strip. Tomorrow, the evacuation of four West Bank settlements begins. To find out more about life after leaving Gaza behind, we call now former Gadid settler Carol Hezzi. And thanks very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Can you tell us where you are now?
Right now, I'm in a hotel that's outside of Jerusalem.
And is it good there? Are there settlers there?
There's about 30 or between 30 and 40 families from my community here.
I wonder, do you find yourself still in a bit of a state of shock, or are you already trying to work ahead towards where you're going to live and what you're going to do next?
I think people here are still in not shock so much as in mourning. It's like someone died.
Grief, really.
Yeah. It's a community we lived in. We personally were there for 24 years, basically with the same neighbors, the same home, the same view from your window, and all of a sudden it's gone.
Some of those things are obviously irreplaceable. Is there any possibility, though, you may have the opportunity to live with at least some of your neighbors?
We're working on it. Up until now, the government has offered, they say that they've got a solution for every single settler, but their solution is, there's an empty apartment here and there's another empty apartment in another town, and we want to be together, so that's not a solution for us, which is why we ended up in this hotel.
Well, what are the options they're presenting to you?
Basically, the options they present to us at the moment is fill out 100 forms and get some compensation, which isn't as much as it wouldn't be enough to build your home, rebuild your home, and especially rebuild your greenhouses. But they don't have a solution for us as to where this could be done.
I wonder now, as you look toward the West Bank, where this process is going to continue, I guess, beginning tomorrow, I wonder if you have an urge to go out there.
Personally?
Yeah.
I can't even watch it on television.
It's just
No, I can't even watch it.
It's just too painful.
It's just too much. My husband went back to our community 3 days after we left, because there's still things in the greenhouses, there's still equipment, and I saw when he came out, it was just like, I'm not going to go back. Even if I could go back to, and I can go back tomorrow to get things out of the house, but I'm not going to do it. Anything that's there can just stay there.
How are you going to remember Gadid?
I'm going to try to remember it. We took hundreds of pictures before anything was taken apart, you know, when it was still looked like it had been all the years. And I'm going to try to remember it that way.
This has obviously been personally very difficult for you and for your neighbors and everybody who all the Jewish settlers who lived in Gaza. Have you been able to look at it in terms of is it good for the country or not? How has the country changed today after this eviction is finished?
We don't think that it's even good for the country, because we don't think they're going to get neither peace nor security from this. And it's not, we don't think in the end it's going to have done any good for the country. If we thought it would have, it would be a small compensation for us. If we thought that there was, that this was going to end up as better for the country, even if it was worse for us personally. But we don't see it that way, so we don't even have that.
It's a very sad time, then.
People are not only sad, but they're hurt. I mean, they feel like their own government basically turned against them and did something that the only people who were going to enjoy this, fruits of this, are the terrorists who were sending mortars at Gush Katif for a few years and trying to get into the rest of Israel and be suicide bombers. You know, they're the only ones who's getting any, this paid for them, because here they're getting what they wanted.
Well, Carol Hezzy, we wish you good luck.
Thank you. I need it.
Carol Hezzy, a former resident of the Gazan settlement of Gadeed.